Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Cow, Director of HCM Cloud Development and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And now I'd like to welcome a returning guest who's been on the show several times before, Rachel Quantz, Oracle Senior Principal Product Advisor in the EMEA HCM Cloud Center of Excellence. Rachel has been with Oracle for a total of 11 years, and in that time has worked within the Oracle support and consulting organizations, where she supported and worked on a wide variety of HCM and payroll implementations in the public and private sectors. In her current role, Rachel is a member of the EMEA HCM Cloud Development Center of Excellence organization and is responsible for helping Oracle's strategic customers and partners with their HCM Cloud implementations. Rachel, thank you for returning to the show. It's great to have you back.
Thanks, Frank.
Rachel's joined us today to talk about why it is time to migrate from FBL to HDL. Now, Rachel, you were here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio about a year ago, where you provided our listeners with advice for a successful FBL to HDL migration. So what updates on this topic are you bringing us today?
Well, the benefits of using HCM Data Loader continue to grow. So not only are there an increasing number of objects and components supported by HDL, but also there's a great deal of functionality being delivered in HDL. The user interface is comprehensive and it's easy to use. You can monitor the progress of the loading data and you can review errors. You can access information about the objects and their component hierarchies through the application, so that gives you a view of the objects specific to your implementation, so your FlexField configuration as an example. Also, the configurable spreadsheets are now well established with HSDL, so this is where you can build templates out that are tailored towards your business needs. And that's just a few of the great features that are delivered with HDL, and obviously there's more to come. Previously on the show, we talked about the approaching deprecation of HCM file-based loader, FBL. So no new features have really been delivered in FBL since back in 2016. And with the ever growing capability of HDL, the time has come for us to announce the end of life for FBL. And that will come with 19B.
Okay, so you mentioned the end of life for FBL is coming soon. So what does this mean for customers still using FBL?
19B will be the last release in which customers can use FBL. Customers currently using FBL need to migrate to HDL before update 19B is applied to their environment. Depending on the quarterly update schedule that a customer has, customers will start to receive 19B in either May, June, or July. FBL will be switched off in that update. So once 19B is delivered, FBL will no longer work. Notifications have been sent out to all customers impacted, and the session has been recorded on Cloud Customer Net Connect in the middle of November, giving more details about the migration from FBL to HDL. This announcement affects customers still using HCM file-based loader to load data either through DAT files or the FBL-based spreadsheets. It doesn't affect any of the other data loading tools.
So how can customers check if they're still using FBL and would be affected by the end of life?
So it's a really simple check. They need to navigate to the setup and maintenance work area, go to functional area of HCM data loader. The task they need to go to is the configure HCM data loader task. And within there, they can review the value that's held against the HCM data loader scope parameter. So the setting of this parameter is what controls the behavior of the loading tools within the HCM cloud. This parameter has two values, limited and full. If this parameter is set to full, then FBL is disabled and there's no further action required. If the parameter is set to limited, then FBL is still enabled on that environment and the customer needs to take action. Even if the customer is no longer using FBL, I would recommend that they update that parameter in preparation for 19B.
Are customers able to switch the HCM data loader parameter back and forth between full and limited settings?
Okay, so no. Before embarking on the migration from FBL to HDL, it's important to understand the implications of that parameter. So switching from limited to full is a one-way switch. The move to HDL is one directional, so In other words, you can't flip back to using FBL. Once you switch to that full mode, you can no longer use FBL. In terms of testing, customers will want to test the migration event of changing that parameter. And the way to do this is through performing an environment refresh. This will overwrite that parameter value. So for example, the parameter can be set to full in a test environment. Customers can do their HDL work. They can test updates they've made to their data extracts and their transformation processes. Then they can perform an environment refresh and restore that environment back to its original configuration, so a copy down from their production system, and that puts their test environment back into a representative test state, so into a production state, and allows them to test that full end-to-end migration activity of updating parameter.
Okay, great. That's pretty clever to be able to do a P2T and reset the value. So very good. Can you give our customers and partners any recommendations in terms of the approach they should take when migrating to HDL?
Okay, so one of the first things they need to do is build out a plan. And that plan needs to be based around the environment refreshes. And that enables them to do this dry run end-to-end test, which is really important. Environment refreshes need to be scheduled well in advance. So it's important for the customer to book them early and build their plan around them. I would also add that it is possible to use FBL and HDL alongside each other in limited mode. The way you can do this is to use HDL to load objects that are not supported by FBL. HDL and FBL cannot be used at the same time to load objects that are supported by both, but it is possible for them to be used to load different objects. The scenario that can't happen is that where data for a particular object has been loaded by FBL, then HDL, it can't then be loaded by FBL again. The use of HDL to load objects that aren't supported by FBL is a great way, a great first step for customers to take in order for them to become familiar with HDL as a tool while remaining in that limited mode. If they are a customer who are already loading some objects using HDL, then that's great. They will still need to update that parameter value to full and convert any existing FBL integrations they might have.
Okay, great. Great advice and great tips for our customers. So, Rachel, can you do a brief recap of the most important points our listeners should take away from our discussion today?
Absolutely. 19B. FBL will no longer work in environments that have the 19B update applied. Customers can continue to use FBL while on 19A, but once 19B is applied, it will no longer be available. The first set of customers that are currently using FBL will get 19B applied to their environments in May and need to plan to have migrated before that date.
Great. Thank you, Rachel. It was great to have you back on HCM Cloud Talk Radio today. Thanks for sharing this important and timely information on migrating from FBL to HDL with our listeners. And I hope you can join us again on HCM Cloud Talk Radio to talk about other important information related to Oracle's HCM Cloud customers. It's always great to chat with you, and I hope you'll come back and join us on another show.
Thank you, Frank.
And if you would like to learn more about migrating from FBL to HDL, which we discussed today, please visit the My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and searching for doc ID 220659 6.1, titled Overview, Transitioning from HCM File-Based Loader to HCM Data Loader. Please be sure to keep your comments and feedback about the show coming. You can send any ideas for future topics for our shows or questions about today's show to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. And it would be great to hear from you. Thank you for tuning into our show today to hear about why it is time to migrate from FBL to HDL. We hope you found the content we provided informative and relevant to your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.